Welcome to your go-to podcast for making the most of your second chance after a conviction, inspiring you to navigate the challenges associated with having a criminal record. I'm your host, Dion, and this is Uncensored Inspiration. Welcome to another episode of Uncensored Inspiration, where you can speak freely and think boldly. This is your go-to podcast for making the most of your second chance. And I am so excited to welcome today's guest. I don't want to give it all away because I've had goosebumps during the beginning with just our chit chat, but we are welcoming Dr. Reverend Michelle Simmons of Why Not Prosper in Philadelphia. Welcome to Uncensored Inspiration, Dr. Reverend Michelle. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you for asking, and I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. This is an amazing lady, and I didn't want to give it away in the beginning because we have a little bit of a history. Most of you know that I am seeking my second chance, and in that opportunity, I have met so many people who have helped me along the way. She doesn't even know how she has helped me. I have called her on her phone. She has picked up her phone and we have had conversations, but never had a chance to meet face to face. And every time I called her, I'm asking her, where is Why Not Prosper? When is the next expungement class? How can I get some help? And luckily enough, by her answering the phone, I actually made it to her location in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I met one of your workers, your persons, and I'm sorry, I cannot remember this gentleman's name. He was an elderly man.
Yeah, Wayne Jacobs.
Oh my God, that is him.
Wayne Jacobs is the father of parts.
Okay, and he was walking us through the process. And
yes.
Our show today is talking about healing.
Right.
And this is so important because this is how this comes 360 for me. I was not ready. I am not healed. I am working on healing. I feel like this podcast is helping me get to where I need to go. But these are doors I needed to walk through because I could have did this back in 2014 because that's the first time I called you and you answered your phone.
Okay.
So when I met Wayne, he brought me in. It was a whole little group and he's saying, this is what you got to do. Here's the application. We're going to walk you through it. We're going to show up with you on your day for your pardon and we're going to get this done.
Okay.
And I just looked at him and was silently crying like, oh my God,
okay.
I got to go before a pardon board and tell my story. Yeah. He was like, you got to get nitty gritty. You might have to cry. And I'm like, well, I'm crying right now, Mr. Wayne. Could you please stop?
Okay,
but I'm saying that to say, because I didn't know, am I sure I need to do this? Is this the right place? I just let it go by the wayside. But you've been in the forefront and in the back of my mind because I said at some point I'm going to need her.
Today's the day.
And she answered my call once again, y'all.
Yes,
and she
yes.
is here. So this is a real one for me. Okay.
Okay.
So I want you to tell your story. Tell why Not Prosper exists, who you are, and what wonderful things you have going on in your life and in the community.
All right. So thanks again for having me. And I'm glad we have made it full circle back again. And I am standing with you even now to continue the process of the pardon application. It's absolutely nothing to be scared of. It's just something to do. All right. And it doesn't take a lawyer. We could do it at your kitchen table. Right. But I'm Reverend Dr. Michelle. Thank you, everybody, for joining. I am the founder of Why Not Prosper. And Why Not Prosper was birthed out of my trauma, basically. You know, I have been abused and addicted. I have started with the abuse at home and never told nobody, turned into addiction. And then because once the addiction kicked in, that's all that really mattered, getting one more, which then turned into incarceration. But I'm so grateful for that journey. Even back to the abuse, I just buried my dad and like I had to kind of thank him. I mean, this kind of weird. He abused me all my life from 12 to I was 27. And then I appreciate him. But it was those experiences that set me on a journey to develop and to discover self. It was those setbacks that I went through that set me on a journey to discover God.
Amazing.
Right? I'm Rev. I do Why Not Prosper. It was birthed from the trauma, and I am grateful to be able to be the ambassador for other formerly incarcerated women.
Amazing.
So Why Not Prosper supports the women. We start in a jail with pre-release called Breaking the Cycle, and we take them through cohorts of where you're going to live, life skill, you know, mental health, the basic six things that most individuals in the criminal justice system need when they're on their journey to reentry, okay?
So tell me quickly about those six things. What do we
need?
Well, I'm going to drill down on women. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Because I don't really do men or the children.
Okay.
But the moms really need, like, usually there's some type of substance use, something, and then there's mental health, and then it's connected to trauma, and let alone they need to get a job and a career. And the very first thing they want are their children back, right?
United.
So you got all of those dynamics working and housing. You know, there's this philosopher that says that people operate out of their basic needs. It's called the Maslow hierarchy of need model.
Yes.
And so at Why Not Prosper, we make sure we're meeting those basic needs first.
Okay.
And even though they locked up, like the shift has to start in there. The mindset change has to start in there.
The team starts in there. Your spirit starts in there. This is where we're actually building our village for these women who are about to transition home.
In prison, especially for me, the fog has started to lift, right? I was so mad at God when I got to prison. I hated him because I had been abused. I had been raped. I had been drove off a cliff. I had lost my kids. And then somebody was telling me about God. I was like, please. But it was in jail that I started the healing process, because something deep down in my core was like, you could do better. You could have more, right? You are more, even though you done been through all of this stuff.
You are worthy.
That's right. And so I'm still on that journey now, you know, combating those internal dialogues that I had with myself.
Yes.
Yeah. So Why Not Prosper, to go back there, we support the women in the jail. When they get released, they have nowhere to come home to. They could come home to the house, which is in the Germantown section of Philadelphia.
Amazing.
We got 4 locations. It holds 39 women. And we support them to stay clean, get their kids back, and make family-sustaining wages. And we support them to make the family-sustaining wages through one of the workforce academies I have on Shelton Avenue.
Okay.
So we're not just teaching them the basics, we're giving them career paths. So they're learning phlebotomy, they're learning safe serve, they're learning home health aid. That's like hot topic right now. Everybody got a client or open up an agency.
Yes.
You know, so
you're teaching them how to transition and be whole again, right? How to be only the head of their household, getting their children back, but also healing in this process.
That's right. And you know what? It ain't even whole again. It's whole for the first time for many of them. You know, I'm kind of staying away from that re-entry word, because it wasn't nothing before they went there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rehabilitation is almost like they're starting over. They're being reparented.
Okay.
You know, and one thing, as the show is talking about healing, you know, it's an evolution. It's always happening. Even for me, like when I had 1 year clean, I was on this level, and I evolved up to the next level when I had like a couple more years clean.
Amazing.
And then I became the CEO. So now I got to learn how to operate on that realm. And as I continue to grow, you know, I now have 26 years clean. So,
amazing.
You know, come on,
wait,
somebody.
Right here,
come
on. Thank you, God.
Yeah. So I got a lot of longevity, and I contribute all of this longevity. So when I say longevity, all right, so I've been in my house for 24 years.
Nice.
My organization is 24 years.
The Power 24, okay.
Come on, and I've been clean 26 years.
Amazing.
You know, I just got longevity, and all of that is contribute to, I have really embraced self.
Okay.
Right? I'm the most important person in the world.
You absolutely are.
I matter. And like, I didn't used to think like that. I used to think, oh, I'm so dirty, I'm so nasty. Oh, you used to trick, you used to hoe, you used to do it to your father.
Everybody,
all of these things.
Has a used to, right?
Yeah.
And the only thing, the difference between you, you're used to, my used to, is many people don't know that, right?
Right.
They're seeing the cleaned up version of what used to look like, right?
Yeah.
So in your second chance, you're celebrating your struggles.
Yeah.
You're celebrating your victories.
Yeah.
And you've made some amazing strides that are remarkable.
Yeah.
And I'm bubbling up again and with the goosebumps, because
okay,
I love success stories.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to interrupt, but keep on going, because all of those bad things made you who you are. And again,
yeah,
this is what the show is about, right?
Yeah.
We're not scared to tell our truths. We're not scared to tell why it happened.
Yeah.
But we're here to tell you this is what it looks like on the other side. So
that's right.
Dr. Reverend Michelle, please continue.
Yeah, I just want to say that no matter who you are and what you went through, it really doesn't matter. None of that. What's really important for me in my life in this right now moment is, what do I want and what's important to me? So if you're on a second chance journey, you can have whatever you put your mind to. I'd be blown away every single day because of how God just opened doors, moved people, bring resources. It's just amazing once you say yes to yourself and to God. And so, you know, if you're on a journey, it don't matter. Really, really what do matter, Dion, is that we hold our own self hostage. And if we're not holding ourselves hostage,
a prisoner of our own mind, our own selves, our own traumas.
That's it. And we self-sabotage.
All
right?
The time. I am my own worst enemy. And it's funny that you brought that up because I said that yesterday in a totally unrelated situation. And I said, I am really tired of me standing in my own way.
Yeah.
How can I get out of this pattern? I'm too old for this.
Mm-hmm.
I have too much to give.
Yeah.
And there's still so many things I want to do, but I won't be able to get to them until I can get Dion out of Dion's way.
Uh-huh.
How do we work on that?
All right. So what I do to get out my own way is I lean into my faith, right? And that sounds so cliche, but it's real important to realize you ain't running nothing. That's what I need to do. I need to like really every day practice some spiritual principles. And the spiritual principle I love the most is surrender. I also love acceptance and honesty. And these are my core principles that move me forward. And everybody, anybody that's on a journey of healing, got to get your principles together, right? My principles guide me through my life. So one of my principles, like I said, is surrender. Nobody could take my peace. Nobody could take my joy because I will drop in and soon something gets start moving funny or rough. I'll go into, all right, I got to fall back, right? I let surrender just guide me right down the road. Acceptance is another big one. I can't control people. I can't control things. I can't control nobody.
I can control myself sometimes.
And right. And so what I do is accept myself. And then there's something about my internal dialogue, my inner authority. I'm paying attention to myself often. Checking in daily. Am I getting the results I want for my life, right? And if I'm not, what's my thinking? Right? Am I thinking I can't do it? Am I thinking I don't deserve it? Right? So I check in. All right. So you say you want this big mansion and you say you want this peace and this joy, but you keep engaging with people that's full of toxic chaos.
Goodness.
So I have to check myself and say, okay, you're not into what you say you want. And then it's something called course correction.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I just start course correcting, right? It's something about just making a choice, which is another spiritual principle.
A conscious choice, right?
Right. A conscious choice.
Right direction.
Yep. And so I don't know. We could go on and on, but like just to recap this first couple minutes, you know, everything starts and ends with you. I feel like it's just me and God in the room. Okay. And how do I get out my own way? I trust God. Another spiritual principle, right? I let the principles guide me in my everyday journey. I learn to be honest and tell myself the truth. You know, I'm dating a guy. He's in another country and he's halfway out of another relationship. And so I'm telling myself, okay, I'm liking him. But the truth is, why are you even opening yourself up to a halfway? Now that's telling myself
halfway
the truth.
Free,
come on, right? Come on. And so I'm like, Rev, you setting yourself
been
up
there,
for a big
that.
A hurt. So I got to tell
heartbreak.
Myself the God darn truth, right?
Mm-hmm. It feels good, but it's not good.
And that's what we got to do. We can't. Detachment is our superpower. You dig what I'm
saying? Hard power to activate, though, right? Because once you get comfortable in a cycle, once you get comfortable in a situation, once you get comfortable with anything.
But that's the key. No, get comfortable. Don't put your foot on the ladder.
Okay.
You understand?
I tell you,
I tell you an example. Early in my recovery, like I was clean. I was saved. I became Rev. And so the Muslim brothers always tried to holler at me.
Okay.
So I got my first Muslim brother. He was Hassan. Now I'm Christian. He Muslim. And I was like, I was liking him. We was wearing matching Sixers jerseys.
Okay.
And then Easter came. And I was like, can I get a couple of hours to get my kids an Easter outfit? He's like, girl, Jesus a lie. And I was like, Jesus a lie. And so he made me choose between my God and him. And I was so hurt. And I was like, oh, I thought he loved me. You know, I got through the pain, went on, moved on. A couple years later, here come Khalil.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm like, still Christian. He's still Muslim. Now, I done been
energy.
Down this heartbreak road with the Muslim already. And so I'm letting Khalil take me to dinner. I'm doing these things. I don't put my foot on the ladder. Are you with me? So we get to that point of, you know, of I ain't going to say no return, but that point of friction. And I was like, damn, you back here again? Mm-hmm. You just went through that. So now Khalil gone, here come Basil.
Oh my goodness.
You did what I'm saying? So now I learned when a Muslim brother come, not that I got nothing against him.
No.
Don't start talking to him like you going to get in a relationship. Don't start screening him like you know you've been there. And that's what I mean about us checking in with ourselves. What part of me keeps selling myself out? Because
sometimes I think it's energy, right? And I'm just saying, talking about repeating patterns, and I'm only saying that for myself.
Yeah.
And if we're, since we're talking about men dating the same man, right? So I've come from a place of hurt. I'm still not sure how to get out of that place of hurt, but I feel like my spirit sends out this message, right? And it is received by men who understand she's a little bit broken.
Right.
This one's a little bit different. And I can manipulate this situation to my benefit. And in loyalty, because I've only seen my grandmother and grandfather celebrate 60 some years of marriage, I stay. I stick around. I have conditioned myself to come to be into men who are abusive.
You are attracting what you are. And hold, clutch your pearls. Hold on.
No,
take a breath.
It's the energy.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
I'm about to help you.
All right,
Dr. Rev. Take a breath. You are attracting what you are. If you're broken and you just said you are and you need to heal that, you're going to keep attracting broken men.
So how do you get out of that broken?
I'm going to tell you what you
heal.
You use the spiritual principle that we just talked about.
Okay.
Is accepting the fact that I've been here, that I've made some bad choices, that I've had unhealthy relationships, and release that energy out of your body.
Okay.
You did what I'm saying? Every man ain't like that man that crossed you.
They're not.
Right? And so once you clear that energy out of your body, you're now available for the alpha man to come forward.
Other than that,
you're going to keep getting beta alpha men that's broken. Like you, right?
Yes.
And so it's all up in here, Dion. And what it is some accepting yourself, right? Accepting that, like, I did the best I could. We were on our A game when we picked them jokers.
You understand what I'm saying?
I thought it was going to work.
I'm doing what I'm doing, and I got him.
Right. And now that that thing went sour, go ahead and let yourself off the hook.
Yeah, I had to. I would not be able to move freely in my own mind.
Well, you'll know if you have or have not, because what you are, you will attract.
Well, we ain't attracting that type of energy no more.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Come on, somebody.
And I had to say, I'm an energy-centered person. Like, I'll not go to an event because I know people are going to be there. And it's not that I don't like the people. I can feel your energy, and I can feel that the energy towards me is not for good. So I don't want to collect no more negative energy. I'm going to just go on ahead and stay on this side. But it also goes back to me working for this second chance, right?
Yeah. So the second chance is yours to have. It's just a process of getting some paperwork, okay? It's a process of you applying for the pardon. There's a 5-man pardon board. It's a great day in Philadelphia to apply.
Awesome.
Wayne Jacobs been doing it for 30 years.
Hey, Wayne.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. And they gave out the most pardons in 2023 and 2024 in mankind history.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so it doesn't matter. But what I'm hearing from you is that you have this internal thing in you, and a lot of my sisters do. The sisters I serve at Why Not Prosper do. Sometimes we feel with, you know, we keep playing the tape of where we messed up, and if that energy not clear, we can't see the path forward. But back to the part, and your application is in. We're going to track it. What happens now in the state of Pennsylvania? There's a 5-man pardon board, and if three of them recommend, you'll automatically get a hearing.
Awesome.
It used to be all 5 board members had to approve you for it, okay? And so you'll get a hearing, and we could check on Monday where you
are on
the list, right? And you don't even gotta go defend anymore. You know, I sat as the chair for the pardon board for 5 years.
Okay.
And some of my work I did on a pardon board with the organization Philadelphia Lawyers for Social Equity and Ex-Offenders for Community Empowerment was, we got got the application cut in half. Oh, nice. They no longer ask you all those questions. When you get ready to get a hearing, a parole officer is going to come and do a screening on you. And they used to say, well, who was your man the last 10 years? Where'd you work at? Where'd your bank account? Like, it was so discriminatory.
Which has nothing to do with what I'm right,
and that's why
I'm here.
We fought and we got it changed.
Awesome.
So when parole come, and they will come because they have to do a packet, a screening on you, like where you are now.
In life.
And probably they only could go back to the last 3 years.
Okay.
And then they will you make a recommendation to the parting board, and then the parting board will vote based on that document.
Fingers
so
crossed.
You know when they start calling, if you change your number or change your location.
Address, I've sent it update. Let them know this is where I'm at, y'all. Please don't forget about me because I'm waiting for you.
Yep, praise the Lord. And so that's going to come to pass. You know what I mean? You know, and most people like yourself and most people in the community that I work with, they have had these pardons or these mishaps 20, 30 years ago. Like, it's such a shame that they're not, you know, still holding our past over us. That's why I reject the calling or the title Returning Citizens.
Yeah,
we are not returning citizens.
No, I never left.
Listen to this. I say we're not returning citizens because we don't got the rights like everybody else. You understand? Some states still cannot vote today.
It's amazing. And that's why I say specifically, too, in Pennsylvania, even with our counties, because I am a resident of Montgomery County. And it just appears that Philadelphia laws are a little bit different than Montgomery County laws, but we're still here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So it's almost case by case, county by county.
And you're right. You're right. The state of Pennsylvania has 67 counties, and the counties don't talk to each other.
No.
They don't talk to each other about pardons. They don't talk to each other about welfare. If I get a lady coming from Bucks County to come to Philadelphia County, she has to sit in a program for 30 days with no benefits before Bucks County will turn her benefits off.
Release.
So this has been a theme throughout Pennsylvania, because it's Commonwealth, they don't talk to each other. And what you did in this county, you have to see that judicial board for that. If you did it in this county, you got to go to that. So that's unfortunate for our state right now. But back to the part, and this is a good day to get it done.
Awesome.
You already in the process. And if you have something on your record that you want to get pardoned, let me take 2 seconds and explain to the audience about the difference. People say, I want to get expungement. Now, listen, you only could get expungement if you never had a conviction. So if you pleaded guilty, if you got a fine, if you got community service, that is considered a conviction. So any convictions are not expungible. The only way you get expunged, if you turn 70 and you still have to apply, or if you die.
Oh,
all right. Everything else had to be pardoned. The pardon process is pretty lengthy, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And it's a good day because our administration is really, you know, recommending a lot of pardons to the governor. We just need Shapiro to sign them and get them off his desk.
Okay, all Shapiro, right. We're coming for you.
We don't roll it. Yeah, well, he thought he was going to be Kamala's running mate. We said, before you start running all around, can
we
you sign that stuff
PA,
on?
Friend.
Yeah, sign them pardons on your desk, because we're working so hard to get the applications in and get people pardoned. But the board makes a recommendation, and then that stack of recommendation go to the governor, and then he lets him sit on his desk, and the law says he could let him sit there as long as he wants to. So we've been asking him for commitments to sign him a little bit quicker.
Please,
and get him off.
People want to get back to their lives. They want to have an opportunity to live where I want to live. I want to accept a job and not have to be worried about, oh, you can have this position, but if you take it, I'm going to come and arrest you. I want an opportunity to be a whole citizen again. So
that's right.
Governor Shapiro, if you could move a little quickly when you come to Dion Lee, I truly appreciate it. Thank
all right.
You.
That's right.
But
that's right.
For the rest of our community, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about you, Why Not Prosper, and Ghana. I was waiting because here come the goosebumps.
All right.
Again,
so Rev got a lot going on. As a matter of fact, let me make this announcement now. I have gotten a letter of intent. So I am going to be dropping the title Rev to Bishop Designate.
Oh my goodness.
I'm being elevated and consecrated on September 20th as bishop. And
let me know about the service so I can come, friend, and support
I will.
You, okay?
I definitely will. So I'm, you know, they told me my co consecrators said you have to tell people to stop calling you Red, but that's been 20 years.
Okay.
So I haven't started it yet, but y'all are the first ones to know I'm going to the bishopric. And so that's me. Me working on me is real important. Why Not Prosper is my baby. God gave me this vision when I had 8 months clean from prison, and I've been faithful on the front lines. No money, no support a lot of the time, but God been my friend all the way.
Absolutely.
You know, and so now, and so Why Not Prosper has 4 locations. We've got about 8 different programs going on, the workforce. We have a big rolling engagement van. It's called the Red Van.
Okay. Uh-huh. And now the Bishop Van. That's what we're going to rename it, right?
Shoot, right. No, the van is Rep. Uh-huh. It's Rev. Uh-huh. So they can't make me change the bishop name, but that, I thought about that too.
Okay.
And I was like, well, that's the acronym, Rolling Engagement Van. So the Red Van rolls up to in the hoods, and we bring in resources straight to the formerly incarcerated people.
Nice.
And so that was a vision God gave me in COVID, like to go in and get my people out and check on them. I partnered with a pharmacy, and we took COVID shots to the hood.
Oh my goodness, amazing.
And I still do. I take lawyers in the hood because people on the run. People got, you know, all of this going on, the gun violence. So the Red Van is on the ground a couple times
nice.
A week.
I like
So I got that going on. And we got a website, whynotprosper.org. Actually, it's whynot-prosper.org. So anything I mention or talk about, you could find it on the website. So people want to book the Rev to come to their hood. That's there. We also have the first formerly incarcerated museum in the country.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. Where is that located?
That's located in Germantown right next to my headquarters.
Give us the address.
It's 717 East Shelton Avenue.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
What hours is it open?
It's open Monday through Thursday from 9 to 3, and okay. appointments for groups or individuals on Saturday.
Perfect.
But you got to go to the site and book your appointment.
Okay, I have to check you out.
Yep, yeah. And the museum represents 39 states, all my sisters and brothers across the country, you know, who had some type of setbacks. We highlight them, their stories, their art in the museum.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's just been open. This August will be 1 year.
Amazing.
Uh-huh. We cut the ribbon. So it's a sacred space where we're transforming narratives about formerly incarcerated people.
I love that.
Yep. Some of the people I got highlighted in there, one of my sisters in Chicago, she just got the Lifetime Achievement Award from Biden. Another one of my sisters, she in Maine, she running for governor of Maine, formerly incarcerated lawyer on the ballot right now.
Okay.
You know, we got Miss Brown in Charlotte. She's the city council person kicking the doors in down there.
Wonderful.
So I could go on and on, but check out the website, especially if you're formerly incarcerated. You could submit some archives to me or some artifacts. You know, we got things we did in jail, writings we did, art we did in jail. We got a wall on what we've done since we've been home. And awesome. Then there's a revolutionary wall where we got all the sisters and brothers that got pardoned.
Oh my goodness. Uh-huh.
Right, come on, you will, you thank shall.
You. Thank you.
Yep, and so that's the house, that's the Rev, that's the firm.
Nice.
And my new baby right now is Why Not Prosper International.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so excited.
Tell them where it's located.
Yep. I went last year to Ghana in Africa. And if you haven't been home to the motherland, do yourself a favor and get home. You know, the stuff that the white people did to us was absolutely horrible. Our ancestors went through so much, but they made the goddamn journey. And that spirit that they got, we have in us. They were fighters. And right. And when you go home, the chiefs own Africa, basically, and they want you to come home. They'll give you some land, and then you could build your house in Africa. So if you haven't been there, go home, learn your history. And that's for anybody and everybody. You know, a lot of people say, I want to go, put a plan together. Nothing happens just, you know, from happenstance. We got a plan. So Why Not Prosper International, the ground been broke. Come on, somebody.
Congratulations.
You understand? Congratulations. Yes, the ground been broke.
That is
so
amazing.
I'm building up a house for the women.
Okay.
I'm already in the jails in Ghana.
Awesome.
And
First of all, let me just stop right there, because jails in Ghana, I don't even think about outside of the United States and women in prison or other incarceration systems. What made you go to Ghana to help those women?
Because it's my heartbeat.
Okay.
It's my heartbeat. So any formerly, that's my purpose for being on this planet.
Okay.
I'm sure about my purpose, right?
Okay.
And so it was a cakewalk. It was a no-brainer. When they said we going, the first thing I said was, how can we get into the prison? And we worked and worked and worked and met the administration, met somebody that knew the administration. And this is my second time. There's like there's a whole bunch of big cities in Ghana, but I went to Accra, which is like a big New York in Ghana.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
And I went into Accra to the women there. And then this time I went to the prison in Kumasi.
Okay.
All right. And then the house is being built in Cape Coast. So that looks like going from Philly to DC, a 3-hour ride.
Nice.
And so, but how be ever, you know, God is planting my feet there. I'm super duper excited. And I know when it's God.
Okay.
Because ain't been no struggle.
Okay.
See, when I get in the way,
okay,
it start being friction and start being overwhelmed. And
apart now.
Yeah. So I'm so glad I stay in touch with me and God. Yes.
I can see it. And you're all excited about it. And it's just coming on now. That's wonderful.
I'm telling you, he have given me angels over there. I even got a Ghana ID now.
Nice.
I done went over there and got a Ghana ID.
It's official.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what I said on my Facebook post. Yeah, so why not prosper on the front line? We on fire in Philly. You can't come here. And if you're a woman out there and you struggling and you need healing, right, you know, just reach out on the hotline. We got a hotline. Just call the hotline. One of the swag team, which is my social justice arm of Why Not Prosper.
Okay.
So God gave me the vision to do the house. It was direct service for 10 years. But then I started studying why the women are going to jail, coming back, going to jail, coming back. And we found it's all the policies that's against us, right? And so some of the women have graduated and other formerly incarcerated women in the city. We have developed a group called SWAG, Sisters with a Goal.
Okay.
And so right now we're fighting for race equity. Why is our jails filled with black and brown people? You know, and I just got a resolution. Really, it ain't even about the money. I mean, money is the bottom line.
I think we have 21 private prisons in Pennsylvania, more than any state in the country. And privatized, meaning every dollar that they're using these people for labor, actually goes back into their pockets.
Yes.
Phoenix CSI, up there in Phoenixville. You're getting an opportunity to hold people down and to make money off of this free labor now.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like Michelle writes in her book, A New Jim Crow, you know, it's the same thing going on from the plantation to the prison, you know.
From the schoolyard to the plantation to the prison, because I feel like certain aspects of school are set up to track and help put you in that position too.
Yeah, and I don't push back from that model. I know the schools are not doing or, you know, maybe could offer a little bit more, but I want to take it back a step and I want to take it back to the individual. I want to take it back to the mom. I want to take it back to self because we are our most important people. And yes, the systems are not on our team, right? But if you are a strong individual with a made up mind, right, you're going to fight through whatever you need to fight through, whatever system. I remember when I first came home, I moved here to Norristown, right?
Okay.
And I was applying for goddamn Section 8, and they told me no because I had a felony. I said, where's the appeal paper? And I didn't halfway know nothing about nothing, but I knew how to sign that what that got to do with anything. I'm trying to get my kids back out the system, and I need a house, and I need Section 8. And I fought them, and I got my Section 8.
Congratulations.
I remember fighting welfare. I had a little 401k plan from telemarketing. It must have been $400. And they told me I couldn't get welfare. I wrote that letter. I went right to CADCOM. I forgot Adrian and them was there at the time. I said, can y'all write me a letter? Because I don't understand why they not giving me no welfare. I need welfare. I need my kids. I need these things. So every time they would tell me no, it would fuel me. Like, I didn't just take a no and lay down. Then when I got to college and they told me, oh, well, you can't really be a therapist because you got a felony, I said, I'm going to continue with my studies and I'm going to let God decide what I'm going to be. And then I remember applying for a APA, which stands for American Psychological Association. It's a goddamn membership for therapists and psychologists. Mm-hmm. They told me no. Mm-hmm. I was like, I said, I got my membership, bottom line. Okay. So I've just had this warrior spirit. I don't know where it birthed from. It might have birthed from when I was on the street and I was getting high trying to make it, you know. I just bring that same energy now to Why Not Prosper, to the community, to the fights that I endeavor, but I don't let them tell me no. I don't lay down on just because you said. I said, I heard what you said, but let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I don't do a bunch of talking. You understand? I get quiet. I get with God. I say, God, who gonna help me move what I need to get done forward? And then he'll say, go do this. You know, me and the Holy Spirit, that's my best friend. And if somebody out there, you don't know about God or the Holy Spirit, I don't get mad at me. And I ain't trying to give you my God. You get your own God, but get somebody loving and caring and let them rock out with you. It's something about their relationship with God. But I forgot what I was talking about.
Point two, you had just said something and I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into.
Oh yeah,
that
I was talking about the individual. Okay. We gotta stay there. There's something called dominant negative thought patterns.
Okay.
And because of our early trauma, which 85% of us have had, mm-hmm. There's a dialogue that's happening internally.
Okay.
And it could be a dialogue of rejection.
Okay.
It could be a dialogue of abuse. It's 42 dominant ones, okay? One is rejection, abuse, betrayal, jealousy, hatred. It's a list. Mm-hmm. And so that is the filter that we kind of flow through. So let me make it live a little bit. The dominant, because I didn't call it mine. I'm not mm-hmm. owning it anymore.
I understand that.
The dominant negative thought that try to rob me every day is the one of rejection. Now, rejection was birthed for me when I was 5. I used to stand on my porch and wait for my dad to come. Him and my mother wasn't together.
Okay.
And he would promise me he would come and he was going to bring me some
bring
money and come pick me up and he never came. And I remember standing at that iron bar saying, what's wrong with me? Why didn't he come? And rejection was birthed for me.
Understood.
So now in this right now moment, 2025, soon as I'm told no, rejection try to show up. And I have to say, no, Rev, they not rejecting you. They just busy.
Okay.
Or they don't, and they'd say they don't like you, they don't want you around. And I had to kill all that noise in my head.
Okay.
Right? So what might be supportive for people to move themselves forward is learn a dominant negative thought.
Okay.
You know, and it's usually birthed when you're a child. It even maybe go back to when you was marinated in the womb. What was your parents doing when you was in their stomach? Mm-hmm. Was your mom depressed? Was your mom? We talk about healing.
Okay.
And in order to heal, you got to kind of know where stuff, the origin of things, you know? I went back to my mom was really like lonely and depressed because my dad was running around with all these girls. That's why he never seen me till I was 5. So I marinated in a whole bunch of junk. It was easy for me to pick up an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? But if we deal with them dominant negative thoughts and just be aware of them, right? You're not going to master it, but I'm super aware. I was at church the other day. It was a list up for the pastors that was praying. And I didn't have my glasses. And one of the ministers walked up. I said, is my name up there? They said, yes. I said, okay, good. And then they walked away. And I was looking like, where you going? And they was like, I got to be over here. And I was like, damn, why is she acting like that? But it was the point was rejection showed up.
Okay.
But guess what it was? Rejection wasn't. Rejection is what showed up because that's
you were conditioned to feel.
But I learned how to course correct myself out of it. And what happened was the Holy Spirit said, well, you never asked her what time you prayed.
Okay.
You asked her, was your name up there? She said, yes. So it ain't that she don't like you.
Yes.
She just told you.
She did what you asked
her. But rejection tried to twist it. Rejection tried to put a rope around my neck
and turn it around and make you say, it's funny that you're saying this because I said it again to myself yesterday. I can create a scenario out of nothing.
And that's your dominant negative thought. I'm going to bless you with a book. And it's not my book.
Okay.
But it's my mentor book, Ivana Van Zandt. It's called Get Over It.
Okay.
All right. And in that book is how I've learned about the dominant negative thoughts.
Okay.
And there is a list of them and how they show up.
Okay.
And how you neutralize them.
Okay.
And a prayer you could pray to eliminate them.
I appreciate that.
All right. And so, a lot of our sisters need it because we're coming from these broken places and that's why we can't move forward. We could do it. We could make the journey. So we'll keep having podcasts like this.
Absolutely.
We'll keep talking about healing.
Absolutely.
You know, and the one other thing as it relates to healing, because I don't know how much time we got. I want to talk about something called competing commitments and incomplete cycles of action.
Okay.
sometimes when we're on a path to heal, we're on a path to do more, be more, we got so many competing thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so what I've learned to do is to eliminate incomplete cycles.
Okay.
Now, when you have an incomplete cycle, it might be, I have to take my laundry out. I have to get the kids. I need to write that paper. I need to call and make arrangements for that bill. I need to have that hard conversation with that man who's been tripping. So we got all these lists in our brain that's working, mm-hmm. which is pulling active. Our energy, okay. right? So what I learned to do, and they say, Reb, you just say anything out your mouth, and they are right, because I don't want a bunch of incomplete cycles. I got to go back. Okay. And so if you're one that like keep putting stuff on the pile,
it make it plateful.
Right. Mm-hmm. It drains your energy. And so when your energy is drained, your creativity can't birth itself okay. in a real masterful way.
Okay.
And so a lot of people don't even recognize how they're draining them own selves.
Sabotaging myself. I say I feel it. Like I said, I am my own worst enemy. And maybe had I started healing, maybe had I recognized, oh my God, what is this, 10 years ago when I first came through the doors of Why Not Prosper, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
But I feel like, again, it's a full cycle. I have to go through the things
everything,
I'm about to go through.
Everything
I
is important.
I have to meet the people I'm about to meet.
Yeah.
And again, in this, sharing my experiences, meeting yeah. people with similar experiences.
Yes.
And listening to their rebirth, listening to their regrowth, listening to them finding self and moving forward uh-huh. is really helping me heal.
All right. And I want to back you up a little bit. You can listen to them, but what's really the most important is if I listen to myself. Your heart knows everything.
That's why we're here.
Your heart knows everything. It knows just what you want. It knows just how to get you there. You know, that's the heart of that's the place where the Holy Spirit lives. And us as women, our power is here. The power really in the womb, because we're the most powerful creatures on the planet.
Nothing, did y'all hear that?
Nothing could come through nothing without a woman.
I know that's right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And so if we knew what our power was, if we pay attention to our heart, right? The head, the ego, that's where men live. That's the mind. That'll get us jacked up,
mm-hmm.
right? So we have to learn how to drop out of our heads into our hearts, right? My thinking is not on my team.
Mm-mm.
On most days,
but
people don't realize it, because they head sit on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. They think it's on their team.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be like, okay, where did that come from? Because every thought got action. It's going to breed you something. So you got to pay it. I have to pay attention to my thinking.
Things you allow to enter your brain. You're absolutely right. It's important.
That's right. And that brings us back to the dominant negative thought.
Okay.
Because that's what's weighing in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's where sabotage live, you know, all of that. But the sabotage is birth with the same with the dominant negative. They all cousins.
Okay.
The devil, the ego, mm-hmm. the saboteur.
Distant cousins, because I ain't even claiming them.
Right, no, but I'm saying their energies are cousins.
Yes.
You know, but all of that can be killed and assassinated if you stay in your heart.
Okay.
As a woman, number one.
Okay.
You know, as we want this thing to heal, I just tell myself the truth. I just say, okay, Rev, you know, sometime I say effort, I just want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, well, I deal with what coming later. But I don't do that too much, because I get tired of saying sorry. I get tired of having to clean this stuff up.
Yeah.
And then when I felt like one of my triggers was when I start feeling lonely, or my 5-year-old feeling like she that lonely little girl.
Yes.
She'll act out if you don't take care mm-hmm. of her, right? She'll be gambling.
Okay.
She'll be shopping. She'll be with the man that can't buy her a Hershey
smoking
bar.
And partying.
You understand?
Right.
So when the little girl starts saying, go over there with them that you know ain't working on nothing, I got to drop back like, okay, what's going on here? Because you know what's over there.
It is so ironic that you refer to yourself in the aspect of the little girl, because yeah. I went so in going through life and going through processes. I lost my mom.
Okay.
And
sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And losing my mom is where I think I lost my mind, and how I got into all that trouble is a whole different conversation. But
okay.
everyone kept saying, you need to go to counseling. You need to go to counseling. You're going down the wrong path because your mother is not here and you don't see that. And I'm like, all right, we're going to go to counseling. I'm going to go talk to somebody. So okay. I went to counselor after okay. counselor after counselor.
Okay.
And I kept feeling like it's not helping me to tell you my problems. I need help trying to figure out how to stay on the right path, how to fix what was wrong. But in saying that, one counselor said to me, Dion, you are always trying to protect little Dion, the one that got hurt.
Absolutely.
The one that nobody was there for when you were going through what you were going through.
Yes.
And now that you're big Dion, and I'm starting to look at myself and say, sometimes she's mean. She's aggressive.
Yeah, the aspects of self. Come on.
And it's all the negative things in trying to protect the part of me that was hurt. So how can I, because I'm aware of little Dion. I'm always aware of her. You come for me. Big Dion is coming and you don't want that. Uh-huh. But I don't want to live in that energy. And people start talking okay. about, oh, feminine energy, alpha energy, beta energy. No, this is just negative energy because I've been hurt.
Okay.
And I don't want to move as that person.
Okay. So what I would say to that is that all those aspects of yourself are always going to be with you.
Okay.
Little Dion will always be with you.
Okay.
But what we've learned to do, and I've learned to do, little Dion don't get to run the show anymore.
Okay.
All right. And so any emotion.
You have to tell her.
Well, first of all, the way you'll know little Dion is present, mm-hmm. if any emotion is present other than love.
Okay.
So if you're feeling sadness or if you're feeling hurt, then you stop right there. We okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need
love
to
myself.
Do. That's it.
Okay.
Stop and check in
okay.
with her.
Okay.
Because if you don't stop and check in with her, that's when she
will run the show.
Right.
And I might be back in jail.
Right. Right. So the bottom line is that's your new awareness. That's okay. a spiritual principle.
Oh, that's definitely
it's
awareness.
Something called AAA, awareness, acknowledge, and acceptance.
Okay.
And if you put the triple A's on any situation, so let's close the little part about Dion.
Okay.
Little Dion. She always going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
She's always going to remember how the big people treat her.
Okay.
But what the prayer is, and that you pay attention to her,
mm-hmm.
and don't do her like the big people did you.
No, I can't do that.
Don't recreate the wheel.
So, and I'm not even saying that in the wheel. I think sometimes in trying to protect myself, right, because I see it coming. Like I said, the energy. I can feel the energy in the room. Like, oh, yeah. This person is not for me. This is about to go sideways. And before this goes sideways, here comes the bitch. It ain't even the beast. Because she coming. And and sometimes in a professional sense, people have said to me, like, well, that was really forward. That was really straight. And in my mind, I have to shut it down because I don't have time for you to hurt me. So let's get this out of the way.
And you're operating from a filter. I'm going to get you the book. But if you say you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. This is the power that you have within yourself. Norman Vincent Peale is a very prolific, positive thinking dude.
Okay.
Okay. And what he says, and it's simply put, if you think you can, you can.
Absolutely.
If you think you can't, you can't.
Muhammad Ali.
All right. So you're only responsible for Dion's energy.
You can do it, unless you
tell yourself. You understand?
You're only responsible.
And it's almost like if I say, like now I got a little roughy something, I ain't saying I'm sick. I ain't saying I got a cold because I'm going to manifest that because I'm speaking it out.
And so I want you not to,
if you can, try to do a little chart this week for yourself.
Okay.
How many times do I do black magic on myself?
Okay.
How many times do I say I can't?
Mm-hmm.
How many times do I, you know, sabotage? Do a little chart. Right?
It's gonna be like this.
No, but that's okay because it's about progress, not perfection.
Okay.
So your chart might be 2,500.
Okay.
So after the week, it's gonna get down to 17. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna
come on, somebody. Okay.
Okay.
So stuff like that is first is the awareness. Okay. The little girl need love. She's feeling like the grown people treated her. And if you don't give her love, she'll keep showing up and you'll be and locked up or with stuff or with people.
Yes, without.
Yes. And so that awareness piece is key.
Okay.
Because once you become aware, then you got to be responsible.
Okay.
You got to be responsible to make a shift.
All right.
You know what I mean? So my little 5-year-old, early on, not now, when I first got clean, my daughter 5 was so crack and did all these things. And I knew I wanted to be clean. Mm-hmm. But my 5-year-old said, you just got to have somebody. Mm-hmm. Just keep going over there. You understand?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And then I realized that ain't no need telling myself lies. Keep saying I ain't going to do it to him. Because I put myself in an unhealthy situation.
Okay.
You know, so it's just telling myself the truth. But that little girl will run your life. That little girl will tear some stuff up.
Okay.
But you got some tools now, Dion. And that's for everybody out there. You got a lot of different aspects. We a hustler. We a queen. We a diva. We the B-I-T-C-H. You know, you got that little girl. But what you is the grown person, the here and now person, need to learn all those aspects. You know, the hustler. When do you start hustling? When do you start hustling people? You know, what you do with your little 5-year-old? You know, how you walk in your queendom? You dig what I'm saying?
I like that.
So we all have to just drop into self if we gonna heal.
Okay.
And learn your different, I'm working on learning my aspects. I'm learning what trigger me and things that are not healthy and people that's not healthy, they don't get access anymore.
Absolutely.
Bottom line. And I'm not arrogant and I don't dislike them.
No.
And I don't hate them because I can't hold that energy and the love energy at the same time.
I just have to take better care of me, and doing that is not serving my
purpose.
And
taking better care of you, looking like just being aware. It's looking like you saying no. It's looking like you just taking a bath. You know, it's looking like you not get your nails done, not get your feet done. That's self-care. Mm-hmm. We talk about self-love, which is above self-care.
Absolutely.
You know, so, oh my God, I just jumped all over the place.
That's
praise the Lord.
That's great, because we're going to have an episode too with you and I.
Oh, shoot. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be checking in on stuff
thank you.
The podcaster.
Listen, you are welcome back anytime. Somebody said I might need a co-host, so I'm going to keep you on the top of my
all
list
right,
here.
Okay.
But we have to wrap up. So in our final thoughts,
yes.
Bishop Michelle, what would you like to tell our community?
I want to just tell the community to be true to yourself. You know, today is a great day to have whatever you want, and you absolutely can have whatever you want. All you really got to do is want it. You know, and I want to shift the word want to desire. Desire holds a higher frequency. Keep your frequency high. Eliminate yourself from people and things that's not serving you. You want to keep your frequency high because when your frequency is high, your creativity is high, your money is high, your joy is high, your peace is high. You'll know if you're in low vibration energy because you'll be like complaining. You'll be backbiting. You'll be gossiping. You'll be sad. So either you're going to be in the pig pens or you're going to have the high frequency like an ego. You get to choose today. Thank you so much. As you be on your healing journey, don't forget, keep your frequency high. Whatever you need to do to operate from a high frequency and a high vibration. And I don't care who they is, if they're your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your kids. If they playing with your peace, they killing your frequency, go ahead and let it go.
Let it go.
Uh-huh. And God replace it with something else.
Amazing. So community, again, I want to thank Bishop Dr. Reverend Michelle Simmons of Why Not Prosper. Folks, make sure you check out her website, and thank you for coming to another Uncensored Inspiration. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Uncensored Inspiration. Please remember to like, share, follow, and subscribe. All the things that help us to serve the community to speak freely and think boldly. Ciao for now.